Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Washington Senators and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Aussie Bluge. Batting second. The right fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maines. Batting fourth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Fred Schult. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bob Boken. Batting eighth. The catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Earl Whitehill. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Earl Whitehill. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Milt Galatzer. Batting second. The third baseman, Johnny Burnett. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Harley Boss. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Roy Spencer. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. And now, play ball. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bluge moves to third. Heinie Maines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maines hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Bluge scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 1-0, Senators. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Goslin scores. Maines moves to second. That run is unearned. One out. It's 2-0, Senators. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale misplays the ball. That's an error on Hale. Maines moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmick settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Maines scores. Schult moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-0, Senators. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken takes first base on ball four. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin catches it and throws to first to double up Galatzer. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Averill reaches second base with a double. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill hits a line drive into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bluge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bluge is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bluge hits a line drive towards short. Sissel misplays the ball. That's an error on Sissel. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Boss moves to second. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bluge fields it and throws to first for the out. Boss moves to third. Sissel moves to second. Two outs. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Manish hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Burnett moves to second. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 0-for-1 in the game. Vosmek hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Burnett moves to third. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale takes first base on ball 4. Averill moves to second. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Boken fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. QL hits a ball on the ground towards first. Boss scoops it up and throws to first, with Harder covering, for the out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Baugh settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 0 for 1 in the game. Spencer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 0 for 1 in the game. Harder hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Galatzer is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 3, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 1 in the game. Whitehill hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Sissel. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin takes first base on ball 4. Bludge moves to second. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Bludge moves to third. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett juggles the ball. That's an error on Burnett. Bludge scores. Goslin moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4 to nothing, Senators. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 2 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into center field. Averill picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Averill. Goslin scores. Cronin moves to third. Schultz moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 5 to nothing, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. QL is walked intentionally. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Boken hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cronin scores. Schultz scores. QL moves to third. Two runs are unearned. It's 7 to nothing, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. QL scores. Boken moves to third. Sewell moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 8 to nothing, Senators. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitehill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Burnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-for-2 in the game. Vosmick hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Goslin. Vosmick reaches second base with a double. Burnett moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hale hits a pop-up towards short. Cronin settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Sewell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 8, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Willis Hudlin now pitching. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Maynish hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Averill. Maynish reaches second base with a double. Goslin moves to third. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Cronin takes first base on ball 4. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Burnett. Goslin scores. Maynish moves to third. Cronin moves to second. It's 9-0, Senators. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. QL hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Maynish scores. Cronin scores. Schult moves to third. It's 11-0, Senators. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Boken hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Schult scores. QL moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 12-0, Senators. Belle Bean now pitching. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a line drive towards first. Boss catches it and steps on first to double up Boken. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Spencer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. two outs. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Milt Galatzer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galatzer is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Galatzer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitehill hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ossie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Bludge hits a fly ball into left field. Vosmek settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goslin strikes out. Two outs. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Mainisch takes first base on ball 4. Whitehill moves to second. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a line drive into right field. Goslin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Vosmek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmek is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Vosmek hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. That is defensive interference on unknown player with unknown particulars. Burnett moves to third. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. It's 12-1, Senators. Harley Boss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boss is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boss hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 12, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Schult hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Vosmek who is chasing the ball. Schult reaches third base with a triple. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got three RBIs. QL strikes out. One out. Bob Boken is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boken is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got three RBIs. Boken hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett picks it up and throws it away. That's a base hit and an error on Burnett. Schult scores. Boken moves to third. It's 13-1, Senators. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Boken scores. That run is unearned. It's 14-1, Senators. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Sewell. The throw from Spencer and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Earl Whitehill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitehill is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Whitehill strikes out. Two outs. Aussie Bludge is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bludge is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Bludge is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a pop-up towards first. QL settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Spencer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spencer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Spencer is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bell Bean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bean is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bean hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Indians 1. The Senators will come to bat. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Goslin hits a fly ball into right field. Galatzer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bean fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-4 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Cronin hits a ball on the ground towards third. Burnett fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 14, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Wes Farrell pinch hits for Milt Galatzer. Wes Farrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrell strikes out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Whitehill fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. QL scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitehill covering, for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 14, and Cleveland Indians, 1. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.